Hello and welcome back to the PAL with Rib T, the Pirkei Avos Learning, the show where we talk a Mishnah of Pirkei Avos per day with sagely commentary and practical advice to say. We're looking at 2-2 Bet Bet with the wonderful commentary of Rabbeinu Yonah. Try to look at the words, see what we could get out of them, and then we go through the commentary, the wonderful timeless wisdom and words of Rabbeinu Yonah himself. Rabbi Gamliel ben Noshe, Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi Omer, Rabbi Gamliel, the son of Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, says, Yafe Talmud Torah im Derech Eretz. It's best, it's really good to have Talmud Torah, learning Torah with Derech Eretz, with practical knowledge, with worldly occupation, with actually being rooted. The idea in the Jewish community of the earner-learner, the learner-earner, someone who earns, someone who has a job, and someone who works, someone who learns, and someone who has a job. Not someone that's literally in the study hall all day, and not someone that's literally only working all day. You have to have them both together. It also means Torah im derech eretz. A person who's a Torah scholar, person who learns Torah, person who's involved in Torah should also have the proper manner, should have proper derech eretz. Just because you study in the study hall all day, if you're a schnook and you're a schmacher and you have midos that are very fakak, that are not good, different rebtiisms, bear with us. If you have manners that are not there, I don't care how much Torah learning you have. I don't care how much you're involved in study of Torah. If you don't have proper derech eretz, you don't say please, you don't say thank you, you don't interact with people, you don't have smile, you don't know how to have people skills, what are you doing? Derech eretz comes before Torah. Torah came at Har Sinai, but there were many generations and hundreds of years before the Torah came, and Avram didn't have the Torah, but he still had great chesed, great manners, great derech eretz, and Yaakov and Yitzchak and all those other people before the actual giving of the Torah to teach that Derech Eretz precedes Torah. You have to have Derech Eretz with Torah. You have to have the worldly occupation with Torah. It's best to practice what you preach. People and kids learn best from what you do, not from what you say. That's why Pirkei Avos also explains someone who studies in order to practice and teach is given the ability to study, practice, guard, and teach. But someone who just studies is not on the highest level. You have to practice. You have to be in the world. That's why so many of the mitzvahs are only applicable if you're actually working. The whole Choshen Mishpat, the whole idea of business matters, if you're in the study hall, it's purely theoretical. How could you do it? How could it be anything practical or applicable? Ideas of tithes, how could you do a tithe if you don't even make money? You have to be in the world. You have to do Torah with worldly occupation, with being involved in the manners and the etiquette of the world. Otherwise, it's not the right way. Otherwise, it's not the best way to go about it. Because the effort of both of them will make sin forgotten. If you have a job and you have Torah, if you have manners and you have Torah, if you're involved in both things, it'll help you counteract sin. It'll help you fight sin. It'll help you put down sin. That's the best way. That's the formula. You have a full-time job. You have a family. You have Torah learning. That's the best way to counteract the evilness of the Yetzer Hara and the inclinations of trying to do bad, that it wants you to do bad. V'chol Torah she'enima melacha. If Torah doesn't have work with it, Sofa b'teila v'gorera savan will eventually be nullified and causes sin. I think that means if Torah is not worked at, if you don't put effort in it, the Torah will be forgotten. If Torah comes to you and you don't even think about it, you don't work at it, you try to decipher it and try to analyze it and try to review it, if you don't do that, it's not going to stay with you. You have to break your head over it. You got to have blood, sweat, and tears over it, just like you do in building a building. You have to do it in Torah itself, because the way that we get things is Lefum Tzara Agra, Pirkei Avos explains, according to the exertion is the reward. If you don't work at it, it's not going to stay with you. If you don't do your work, if you don't put the work in it, you're not going to have the result. If you don't put the effort, no pain, no gain. You don't have any pain, you don't have any exertion in the Torah, it's not going to stay with you. And also, it could lead to sin. God forbid. V'chol ha'oskim and tzibor, whoever works for the community, you oskim imahim l'shem shemaim, should do for the proper reasons, for the sake of heaven. Shezachos avosim misyatim etzidgasim omedes la'ad. Because their merit of the ancestors will help them. The righteousness will endure forever. And as for your reward is if you've done it. But that's granted, it's good to be involved in the community. It's good to be involved in the efforts of the community. Good to be involved in organizations and the like. And those who go into government and politics, be very careful. Because when you go into politics, remember that people only help us in their time of need, but they forget us when we need something, when we want something. And we see that very often nowadays, especially with the crazy times and the pandemic in 2020, especially when certain aspects of the world, especially Jewish people, are targeted for mask wearing or not mask wearing. Obviously, we're not going to get political. But in general, you have to understand when we're involved in the community, we make an effort in the community. We have to be careful in the community. We have to understand. We have to realize what's going on. We have to know what's going on, and you have to be involved in the community for the right reasons. So it's good to go into politics. It's good to be part of the shul, lahavdil. It's good to be part of organizations. But if you're doing it for yourself, you're doing it for your honor, you're doing it for your own needs, you're doing it for selfish reasons, that is not going to be good. It's not going to be bringing good. You're going to cause sin upon yourself, God forbid. If you're not doing it, you're not going to have the help of the ancestors, you're not going to have the help of those around you, and you're not going to have justiceness. Do things for the right reasons to really help people. How many people go into the office of government positions or school positions or shul positions? Do they always do it really for the community? Do they do it for the shul, for the school, for the sake of the people? Or they do it for themselves, for their power, for their prestige? Are they just looking for themselves? Are they selfish? Make sure you do it for the right reasons. It's wonderful to help others. It's wonderful to have positions of power. It's wonderful to have positions that you could really influence people, powerful positions where you could help people. But if you don't use it to help people, then you're wasting your time, you're wasting the effort. It's not going to be something that's helpful for others. It's not going to be good. Maybe you shouldn't do that to begin with. So learn Torah with Derech Eretz. Derech Eretz means work. Sometimes the phrase Derech Eretz is used in a simple sense, namely good ethical behavior, which wonderful Pirkei Avos teaches us. And at other times it means work, depending on the context, as Rabbi Yona explains. Effort of both of them makes sin forgotten. In other words, they eliminate the evil inclination. We find that the word avon, sin, can refer to the evil inclination, as in the verse, "Behold, with sin I was formed." If you exert yourself over both Torah and work, the evil inclination will have no control over you. As long as you are not pampered and fat, sin will not seem quite so sweet. Therefore, you should engage in Torah, which will tire you out, based on Sanhedrin, and realize that you should also work as a necessary aspect of life for a livelihood. Do not ever be idle. Do not just sit. Do not procrastinate. Do not just lie your fingers around, because you will grow pampered and arrogant and forget God, and also will cause you to sin. When you have time, when you have boredom, that's where the Yetzer Hara likes to strike. As we learn from the verse in Yeshua, and Israel grew fat and rebelled, that comes from Devarim. Don't sit around. Don't have too much time in your hands. Try to be as busy as you can doing good things, whether for wife and kids, whether for the house, whether for your job, whether for hobbies and the like, different things you could contribute to the world. Try not to sit still. Try not to be still too much. And if it's not with work, it's going to be nullified. As it says later in Avos, if there's no flour, food to eat, there is no Torah. That comes in chapter 3. And it causes sin. This means sin in the literal sense. Idleness leads to poverty, which will inevitably lead to sin and many other evils. The poor man will be eager to receive gifts, and only one who hates gifts will live. That comes from Mishlei. Sone matanos yechia, or something like that. You hate gifts, you will live. As a result, you will flatter others, wicked people included, in order to receive more gifts. If you're looking for gifts and always seeking gifts, when the gift money runs out, he will resort to theft and gambling. Based on Kesuvos 58, Rabbi Yona understands the word kuv yovstos as tosfostos, although Rashi explains it as kidnapping, bringing home what he stole from the poor to ward off death by starvation. At this desperate stage, he loses all restraint and will not stop until he's transgressed all the mitzvahs in the Torah, for one sin leads to another, as Pirkei Avos also explains later on in chapter 4. Mitzvah goreres mitzvah, which is what we should try to do, and avera goreres avera, we should try to avoid. Of this, our sages said, concerning one who enjoys the labor of his hands, it says, if you eat the labor of your hands, you are fortunate and it's good for you. Ashrecha v'tov lach, ashrecha ba'olam haba, ba'olam hazeh v'tov lach ba'olam haba. You're fortunate in this world, it's good for you in the world to come, as it says, wisdom is good with an inheritance. That also comes from Koheles. And you should work for the sake of heaven if you're working in the community. Don't work for honor. Don't work for gain. Don't work for power like we mentioned before. You should lead the community in the proper path, working solely for the sake of heaven. The merit of their ancestors will help them. The righteousness will endure forever. Even though you're working for the community, their needs are being handled through you. It's not you who brings about the results. It's the merit of the community's ancestors that comes to their aid. Their righteousness endures forever for 1,000 generations. For you, I reward you as if you had done it. The merit of the community's ancestors stands them in good stead. The community's needs are taken care of in this merit and not because of your efforts. Nonetheless, Hashem will consider it to be your accomplishment as if it was all thanks to you. That's how Rishonim explained these words. Like Rashi, we can also explain as follows. Rabbeinu Yonah says, if you work for the community, don't think, what do I need these problems for? Why should I bother to work for the community? Even if they give charity because of me, they alone will receive the reward because it's their money being donated, not mine. That's not so. It's good for you to work for their needs because the merit of their ancestors will help them. You will have much greater success in their merit than you would on your own, as their merit is greater. And yet God will consider as if you had done it all on your own, and as the money that you gave you to distribute was your own, which you personally gave to charity. You will gain more by working for them than you would for working for yourself, because they as a community have more to their credit than you do as an individual. That's why we dive in with a minion, more as a community than we could do alone. God will grant you success in everything you do, based on Yosef's success in Bereishis, for the merit of their ancestors will help you. That's why it's good to work for the community, provided you do so for the sake of heaven. So remember, Torah im Derech Eretz, Torah with Derech Eretz is the way to go. Have that job, have that learning. Even the Rambam, the great, great Rambam, was a doctor. He had a job and he learned. He had a whole schedule how you should go about your day, working some hours, learning some hours, taking care of family and sleeping some hours. You have to make sure you do it the right way. And Torah comes with work. You have to work at Torah. Make sure you work for the community. You work for the right reasons. And make sure to help out those around you as much as you can. Join us next time as we talk about being careful about the authorities here on the PAL with Reb T. And I'm your host, Reb T.